I'm gonna show you how to operate in the spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
Hey, are you happy? If you're not, then why? If you're not, then why?
We're here to help your life be happier.
Welcome to Happy Life Studios. Steve Hayes here. Coming at you from a lodge in the North Woods. It's cold outside, it's rainy, and it's a perfect day to record a podcast for you. If you've heard my previous podcast to this one, you'll realize that we're doing a little experiment this summer. I'm gone for 4 weeks, and I'm speaking at a camp for people with disabilities. Every week, there's a new group of campers that come in. And I get to speak to them. I get to hang out with them all day long. I get to encourage them and just be with them. I'd like to help them, but I think that they actually help me more than I help them. This community is just an amazing community. And so I tried an experiment this summer. I hope you're liking the experiment. The reason why I haven't had a podcast come out for a few weeks here is because I've been gone. I'm on my third week now. I've got one more week to go. And then I'll be home, and then we'll probably bring our podcast back up to the weekly podcast for you to help you out with your week. But I'm trying to experiment because I didn't have the equipment to do a podcast while I was going to be away from home, and I know I didn't have the time. However, today is absolutely perfect for this because, like I said, it's cold, it's rainy outside, and I've got a little bit of time. I mean, the campers in camp, and they leave sometimes Saturday afternoon, we're done. And then Sunday afternoon, new counselors already come in. So we've got about 24 hours to try to recoup and rest and sleep in and catch up. Because once camp starts, whew, I'm telling you, it is like nonstop action. I mean, some of these counselors, it's awesome. They're chasing their camp around all over the camp because their campers are just full of so much energy and they're excited. If they want to go fishing, they can go fishing. All they have to do is say so. If they want to go to the lake, all they have to do is say so. They go to the lake. And because that's what we're all about here. And so, man, you got 24 hours and boy, we could use another day or two, I'll tell you that. Like I said, this is my third week. I've got 1 week left. And boy, this week I kind of hit the wall, man. I was really tired, but I have a few moments now. And on our day off yesterday and part of today, but yesterday we went into town, went and checked out a movie, and we actually went to a pawn shop. And it's a local place that we like to go to, me and my friends here at Camp Daniel, and just check out things. And man, my buddy found me a podcast mic that plugs into my laptop, which I've always wanted. So it's kind of big for me to travel with. But for right now, it works perfectly because not only do I have a few moments, not only is it rainy and cold outside anyway, and it's kind of cozy inside. I'm sitting here in my slippers and my sweats and my hoodie, and it's a great day to be in a lodge when it's rainy outside, and I got some time, so it's a great time to record a podcast for you as well. So I hope you are liking the experiment that we're doing this summer, though. We're taking our podcast live. I knew I wouldn't have the time and the equipment to be able to post a podcast for you every week. I wanted to try something anyway. Facebook has a thing called Facebook Live, and we're basically podcasting live to you every week. And actually, instead of just doing one podcast a week, I'm actually able to do a handful of podcasts per week. But I'm doing them on Facebook. It's the only way I know how to do it live. But I want to take Camp Daniel. I want to share it to the rest of you. I brag about Camp Daniel all the time. It's really changed my life, and so I thought I wanted to share Camp Daniel by recording from Camp Daniel, things I'm learning at Camp Daniel, let you see the campers and the counselors, and so I'm trying to do a mix of different areas of the camp, different times of the day, and it's just a camp that is full of so much joy. It is so loud and so fun here. It's just crazy, and I just wanted to, I mean, to me, it's the epitome of happy life. And you have many campers. If not most of the campers here have a severe disability. Well, I shouldn't say that. Many have a severe disability. Some have a mild, what they call high functioning. Their disability is more mild. But I'm telling you, what I mean is that many, if not most of these campers just, they have so many issues they got to work through every day just to walk out the door. And yet the smiles that are on their face, the joy that they bring to the counselors and that they bring to me. So I thought the best way to enjoy happy life would be to just go live from Camp Daniel. So that's what I've been doing. You can go to my Facebook page. I have two of them. Facebook.com/Steve O Hayes, S-T-E-V-O-H-A-Y-S, S-T-E-V-O-H-A-Y-S. And if you go there, you'll be able to get on my other page too. I just started a brand new business page, and I haven't came up with the name yet to tell you exactly the address. But if you go to my Steve O Hayes, Facebook.com/Steve O Hayes, you'll be able to find my business page. And I just went to a business page because more people can join on. It's limitless to how many friends I can have, and I'm getting close to having a lot of friends where I'm afraid people are going to have to not be able to be friends anymore. There's so many, I may not be able to join my page, and there's so many other bonuses that you get to have in a business page. So I've got both right now, and man, go on there. I've got several videos, live videos that I've done over the weeks. The cool thing about Facebook Live is they'll record the video and keep it on your page. So if you don't catch it live, you can still catch it. And I try to post on my page that I'm going to go live in 5, or I'm going to go live later this day. So I kind of give people a heads up, but I don't have it scheduled because the schedule here is just crazy. You never know where you're going to be, what you're going to do. And it feels like, man, if I ever get a spare moment or two where I'm not hanging out with campers, man, I try to just go and take a power nap. That's about all the time you get. But it just helps you keep your energy levels up and your emotional levels up, and you got to take care of yourselves. So I'm hoping you're enjoying the summer. I know I'm having a blast. I sure am missing my family. I feel like my boys and my wife are having summer without me. They kind of are. So I'm going to hope to try to catch up when I get home in a week from now. So check out my Facebook Lives. I hope you'll like them. I want to leave you with a real quick thing that happened to me. It's actually on one of my videos. But, man, I don't know. I have so many things to tell you that have happened at camp. I'm overwhelmed with all the things. I'm trying to think which is the most important. I was going to tell you about my hamstring that I almost pulled. I have a bruise on the back of my right leg, from the top of my thigh, back of my thigh to the half of my calf. Ooh, it sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Anyway, dude, it was just hilarious. It was a guy, I guess I will tell you the story. So they were having relay races. It's the blue team versus the red team, and they go crazy here with their sports. It's just so cool. And they're having a thing where a camper will jump on a counselor's back, and it's a piggyback race. And as they're online getting ready to go, and the announcer's getting to the judges ready, getting to say ready, set, go, and it's cool, man. They have a CSPN, Camp Daniel Sports Network, instead of ESPN. They've got the music going. They've got the announcer. It is so cool. And all of a sudden, this counselor right next to me, and this guy is just Dylan. He's just full of life, man. I just love this guy. I love hanging out with him. He is so cool. And all of a sudden, he's get this look in his eyes. He's like, "You want to do it?" And I was like, "What? Like the race?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, I couldn't resist that fire, that look in his eye. Like, you want to go do this race? And I'm like, "Sure, come on." So he jumps on my back, and he's already saying go. So he jumps on my back. And all of a sudden, I take off. We didn't even have a time to get ready or anything. I take off, and my brain was a little bit ahead of my body. And I saw someone next to me beating me, so I was like, I can't. I got to go faster. Well, my body can only go so fast, especially at the age I am now. I mean, to be truthful, if the guy didn't jump on my back, I don't think I could beat those young bloods. I mean, this camp was so full of teenagers, and you know, I hear this a lot. I used to be a youth pastor. For 12 years, I was a youth pastor at two different churches. And man, I heard this all the time, kids these days. But it was always a negative thing. But I'm telling you, kids these days, they're amazing. That camp was full. Almost all the counselors were teenagers. Teenagers that could do anything with their summer, but they're here, taking care of campers. And some of them, it's total care. I mean, you got to take them to the bathroom, and you got to clean up after them. You got to wipe their behinds and everything. And you got teenagers out here doing this stuff. And wow, it's unbelievable to me. But for me, the kind of heart that our kids have, so our youth have, I shouldn't call them kids. They hate that. But man, I'm telling you, there is hope for our future. And don't listen to the news and all the people saying kids these days. Well, sure, you can always find something negative or someone doing something negative. But I'm telling you, there are a ton of youth out there, young adults out there that are just spot on the money. And Camp Daniel is one of the places where you're inspired to see that. So to be honest with you, if the guy didn't jump on my back, especially since I started, you know, a half a second or a second late or whatever, there's no way I don't think I could have beat those young bloods without carrying a camper. So for me to think, I wasn't a camper, he was a counselor, but for me to think that I could beat those guys, but when you're in the heat of the moment, the music's going and the announcer's going and you want your team to win, forget it, man. I got to beat these guys. So I try running faster than I can. And all of a sudden I start falling forward. And boom, I feel this thing in my leg. I don't know why I said bong, but it was kind of like a, I don't know, it felt like my hamstring. I pulled my hamstring once before in life. I'm so athletic, I actually pulled it one time a long time ago. I'm athletic as far as I know how to sit in the recliner and do the remote control and watch different sports at the same time. But anyway, so, and all of a sudden I start to go down. My hamstring, I feel it gets really tight and like a, I don't know how to explain the sound in my leg, but and all of a sudden I start to go down. And the funny part is if someone was there and they were taking pictures. Man, I'm going to try to find the picture so I can put it on the thing, but it's hilarious. I just got several pictures of me going down, and I was going down, but the funny part was the guy on my back, he was scared to death. Well, you know, I'm 6'2", and he's on top of me, and I'm going down, and that's a little bit of a drop. You don't know what's going to happen next, but I think he was more afraid of, I think I just killed the speaker. I think I just put this old guy in the hospital. When we hit, he's going to go. And he was all worried about me. And I didn't even show him my leg until one day I was showing somebody else. They wanted to know, see the bruise on the back of my leg. And all of a sudden he saw it. He was just like almost mortified. Like, you told me it wasn't a big deal. And it wasn't a big deal. I didn't even know I had the bruise on the back of my leg. Until there's an occupational therapist here. And she was able to help me out a little bit so I could walk around that week. And it's feeling pretty good today. But it reminded me sometimes of when you know, I said this in the video, and please go on my facebook.com/Steve O'Hayes and check it out. And if it's not on that page, it's on the business page, which you can also get to from that Facebook page. But sometimes, you know, you just can't go as fast because life has burned you down. Something has jumped on your back. Maybe your boss, so to speak, has jumped on your back. Maybe the stress of life has jumped on your back. And actually, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you're weary and tired and worn out, come to me, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. And life tends to jump on our back and tends to yell at us, go, 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 faster, faster, faster. But we can only go so fast. And sometimes we look at the competition and we look at them and we're saying, I can't let the competition beat me. I might lose my job. I need to get this promotion. I need to get this sale. And so then we try to go faster and we're tired and we're worn out. And then oftentimes we just crash and burn and we fall and we do some damage to our emotional self or our physical self or even our job self. And sometimes when life is on us, ask God to help. I mean, God made us and he's there. He loves to help. That's what he does. And just ask him, say, God, your burden is easy. Life is wearing me down. I don't know what to do. Please help. And one another story that I'll end with here is what at the end of camp, they always announce the winning team and the losing team. And there's a sweet camper. Oh, I just love her. She is so cool. And her name is Jordan. And she was really, really, really having a hard time with losing. And she likes to win like we all do. But she was just beside herself, and you could imagine she was really worked up and she couldn't calm down, and finally, you know, someone came over and said, can you talk to her, because we have a really special friendship. And so I went over there to talk to Jordan, and you know, it's hard to talk her down, but I finally just said, you know what, Jordan, we talked about this week about how God wants to help. Can you want to ask God to help? And she said, sure. And she's and she's crying and lip quivering and just shaking and the whole deal. And she said, I had to repeat after me, God, I'm hurt, I'm angry, please help me get my happy back. And it's not like this light opened up in the night, and it came down upon her like a spotlight, and you heard the angels cry, holy, oh, that didn't happen at all. But it was about a minute later, And all of a sudden, she couldn't find her name tag, and I made some joke about her name tag or whatever, and then she found it, and where she found it was hilarious. She was just, I mean, it was like right there, pinned to her shirt, but she couldn't find it. But all of a sudden, she started to laugh when she found it, you know? And many people would just think that is just, you know, coincidental, and maybe it was just coincidental, but the fact that she just asked God 30 seconds to a minute earlier to get her happy back, and all of a sudden, she went from weeping uncontrollably to laughing, and I said, Joy, did you catch that? You got your happy back. And she still had to struggle with it, but God does want to help. And he gave her a shout of joy in the midst of all that anguish. And sometimes we ask God to help us, and we will see something funny, and we'll laugh, and we don't always necessarily know that's God. But when we ask God, God loves to help. There's a song that I sang this week that says, you know, dear Lord, I know you hear when I call. Dear Lord, I know you help when I fall. And that's the truth. God hears us when we call, and he helps us when we fall. So if you're burdened down with life and you're just not performing like you normally perform, or maybe you're even on your way to hitting the ground, you've tripped because you can't carry the weight anymore, and you're starting to fall, and you're scared, and you're not sure what to do, ask God to help. That's what he likes to do. The Bible says that God has made me glad, and he's good at making people happy. So give him a shot. Don't don't beat yourselves up too much. But there it is. That's what's been going on. I want to throw a real quick shout out your way, let you know what's going on this summer and why you haven't gotten a podcast every week. We'll get back to that schedule here in August. Until then, stay happy. Check out my Facebook page. I'll put the address in the notes. I'll put both pages in the notes that I have. And you are amazing. I've missed you, and I hope you had a good several weeks. Have a happy life, and thanks for listening. And you will be happy.
Steve Hayes.